How do I make thousands of people show up to some events, hundreds of people show up to some events, dozens of people show up to some events? Why am I doing it? How am I doing it? I'm going to walk you through the behind the scenes of how I'm executing all these different events. I know this is like a fire hose of information, but I want to just walk you through real life, what I'm doing, how I'm doing, why I'm thinking about it. So you might be able to pick and choose for your life when you want to throw an event or multiple events or just have dinners in different cities. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a solo edition of the Money Mondays, where we cover three core topics: how to make money, how to invest money, how to give it away to charity. I am not doing that today. Today, I'm going to walk you through my real life week, 7 days of events in all these different cities. I'm throwing 5 events over the course of 7 days, traveling between cities. I'm going to walk you through why, how do I make thousands of people show up to some events, hundreds of people show up to some events, dozens of people show up to some events. Why am I doing it? How am I doing it? I'm going to walk you through the behind the scenes of how I'm executing all these different events. How I'm going to throw an event at the Miami Convention Center. How I'm going to throw a TV show viewing party in 2 different cities. How I'm going to throw a tipping dinner, be a charity event, a yacht party, and everything between. So let me walk you through real life, because this episode comes out today, Money Monday, and tonight is the debut of a TV show called Going Public. You guys can check it out at goingpublic.com, and you're in luck. After a year of filming, the show's literally live as you're listening to this. So you'll be able to see it, and it's partnered with the Wall Street Journal Network. Now, why did I go on the show called Going Public? Well, I've turned down, 50 to 100, 150 different times, reality shows and different types of shows, because I don't want to be on a reality television show. However, this one is reality TV, but it's by someone I trust named Darren Marble and his other executive producer, Todd Goldberg. Darren Marble is one of the guys that created crowdfunding. You know, he's one of the OGs in the game, that he was involved in the crowdfunding space, sold the company, merged with the company, helped raise tens of millions of dollars, maybe even more, for different crowdfunding companies. What is crowdfunding? Crowdfunding, the rules have finally changed. Normally, the way I raise capital is through what's called an accredited investor. An accredited investor has to earn $250,000 a year or have $1 million in assets, not counting their home. So when I raised capital for all these companies you see me doing over the last few years, I raised $44 million in particular the last 2 years into food and beverage brands and consumer products. That's only been from accredited investors. So I agreed to go onto this TV show, to Going Public, because I trust in Darren Marble and what he's done. Also, it's season 2, so I'm not the guinea pig. I already watched what they did with season 1. And so I don't feel like I'm risking or nervous about my brand, because I know that they're going to execute really well. They're good at what they do. They already had a good show, and they partnered with Wall Street Journal. So I agreed to do the show, not for the capital part, but for the marketing part. What do I mean by that? Well, the show has me going through competitions to try to raise capital for cards and coffee from non-accredited investors. Accredited investors can also invest. Remember, that's someone who makes $250,000 a year or has $1 million in assets. But through the show, through crowdfunding, you have an ability to raise $1.2 million from non-accredited investors. People can put in $100, $500, $1,000, etc. There's different versions of that. It's called a Reg D filing, a Reg C filing, etc. A Reg A filing is the one that I typically do. Through that, you could also try to raise $5 million if you go through a different type of auditing, or there's even huger maximums that you can go, and crowdfunding can help you raise tens of millions of dollars. I went with the lowest one, the lowest benchmark of $1.2 million, because I'm not doing it for the capital. Cards and Coffee has already raised $8.7 million. We raised $4 million our first round, and we were going to raise $6 million this round, but I stopped at $4.7 million to leave $1,234,000, to be exact, available for the show, for the viewers of the TV show Going Public. So as you're listening to this, depending on what hour of the day, at 6 p.m. this Monday, boom, Going Public, I'm having a viewing party downtown Los Angeles at Hubble Studio. If you're hearing this in the morning, you might still be able to come over there. You can register at elevatornight.com. Why am I throwing the viewing party? Well, I want to have hundreds of people come there to watch the show. It's 5 episodes, and it's only 75 minutes for 5 episodes. They're only 15 to 17 minutes each. So it's easy to consume for friends. It's easy to consume for venture capitalists and hedge fund friends that I have coming over, other entrepreneurs, business associates, and friends that I just want them to see the show. During that time, what's going to happen? Well, hundreds of people are going to have their cell phones out posting about Going Public, posting about Cards and Coffee, posting about our sports card stores and everything that's going on there. That should get us a lot more viewers, right? Some of the people I'm inviting are also social media influencers with millions of followers. So there's a couple categories. One, why am I throwing it? Well, I want more eyeballs and visibility on the show and onto my sports card stores. How do I think about who to invite? I want X amount of social media influencers, so I know I'm getting a lot of eyeballs. I want X amount of venture capital and hedge fund type people, because I want to potentially raise capital from those people. I want friends, because it's a good excuse for me to get my friends together. And I want business associates, entrepreneurs, and other companies I've invested into. Remember I said I raised $44 million for other companies? A lot of those founders are coming, because I want them to meet the venture capitalists and hedge fund people. And to top it all off, angel investors, the executive producers, and a little bit of mix of everything in between. So by having those people in this room from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. tonight on Money Monday, I should get viewers for the show, help them get press, bring in some capital for the company, and have a lot of fun doing it. All right, so what do I do next? I said I was doing a whole week of things. Tuesday, I fly to Atlanta with Jeff Fenster, the founder of Everbowl. As you guys know, I've invested in Everbowl. I've talked about it in different episodes. Everbowl has 94 locations and growing. It's an acai bowl chain. Some friends and I actually bought 17 of the locations and helped them scale. I invested $500,000 back in 2018. I then raised $5 million from my mastermind members from the 100 million mastermind in 2019. 2020, some of my friends and I actually bought 17 of the stores. 2021, 2022, they were in full scale mode. They went from 23 stores to 27 to 32 to 40, pop, pop, pop. They just kept growing. Everbowl got on QVC, was doing millions of dollars in sales in QVC, averaging $150,000 per episode. And as they scaled, things got really interesting. They have a company called WeBuild. Right next door to the Everbowl headquarters in Carlsbad, California is WeBuild. What is WeBuild? Well, just like the name, WeBuild, they were out there building the Everbowl stores really fast. Everyone's always blown away when I say we open and we build a store, an Everbowl store, every 6 days. So now fast forward, remember I was saying 27 locations, 32, 40. Well, now we're in 2024. We have 94 locations open and one new one every 6 days. But wait, I'm going to Atlanta to film content at our new 45,000 square foot warehouse that Jeff Fenster is at right now. As you're listening on Monday, he already flew there. I fly there tomorrow on Tuesday. 45,000 square feet for the WeBuild warehouse, part two. Why does WeBuild need a second warehouse? Why does it need a part two? Well, we're going to need a three, four, and five because WeBuild doesn't just build for Everbowl. We build for Capriati Sandwiches, Shaquille O'Neal and his Big Chicken restaurants, a guy named Mark Wahlberg and his brand new humongous gym in Las Vegas. We're working with other fitness chains, other restaurant chains, and because of this new warehouse, we're able to do a lot more production for Everbowl so we can start to open locations every 3 days. So I want to fly out there to Atlanta. And one of my busiest weeks in the history of my life, I got to stop in Atlanta, make some content, see Jeff Fenster, and you guys will probably see this video. Not probably. You will see this video tomorrow if you check out my social media. Next up, what do I do from there? Well, from Atlanta, I got to go to Miami. But wait, on Tuesday night, since I happen to be in town, Tuesday daytime, I'm going to film content at the warehouse, at the WeBuild warehouse. And by the way, if you ever have restaurants or gym locations and you want, contact WeBuild or you can slide in my DMs or Jeff Fenster. It's at Fenster Jeff. Message him. If you're building a chain, we're really good at making boom, 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 making those locations much faster for you, more efficient, save around 25%, etc. Okay, I'm about to go to Miami on Wednesday, but wait, since I'm already in town, why not throw a dinner Tuesday night? So Dave Meltzer, Jeff Fenster's in town. Let's invite local business people in Atlanta. We know a guy named Marcus. His Instagram's at him500. He's got a huge following out there. We know there's so many amazing people that are out there in Atlanta. Let's get them all together for a group business dinner Tuesday night, which is what we've done. And a lot of people are coming. You'll see that video tomorrow night. So tomorrow in the daytime, on Tuesday in the daytime, you're going to see, boom, I'm posting from the WeBuild warehouse. And then at nighttime, bam, I'm posting from a dinner with a bunch of local business people and entrepreneurs so I can get them together so we can have conversations. Wednesday, boom, off to Miami. Why do I go to Miami Wednesday when the events don't start till Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Well, I got to set up shop for the next viewing party for Going Public we're throwing in Miami on Thursday. So I want to fly there Wednesday, but wait, since I'm there, I don't want to leave any stone unturned. I'm throwing a dinner Wednesday night with local Miami business people. One of my dear friends named Ryan Shinman, he does over $200 million a year in endorsement deals for celebrities and brands. It is amazing working with household names like Serena Williams, J-Lo, DJ Khaled, Matt Damon, everyone in between. Ryan Shinman's a legend. He's not really on social media, and by not really, not at all, but he's a business mogul. And since he's in Miami, myself, DJ Irie, a lot of people are going to get together and have a business dinner. Thursday morning at 10 a.m., I'm speaking at someone else's mastermind called the Breakthrough Mastermind. I'm speaking at their mastermind at 10 a.m. At 1:30 p.m. at Boxer Gym, B-O-X-R Gym, boom, at Boxer Gym, this huge, the same place I did the world's largest toy drive was at Boxer Gym. That same venue at 1:30 p.m., I'm hosting Going Public, the viewing party there. Luckily, the viewing party only takes about 75 minutes. But after the viewing party, for about an hour, we interview some of the executive producers, the hosts, etc. I didn't mention on Monday night, we're doing the same thing. We're having a panel with the executive producers. Baron Davis, the NBA star, he's the host of the show. We also have an amazing woman named Cyan. She was one of the first investors in Uber. I think she turned in $50,000 into a couple hundred million dollars. It's a wild story. And so we have all these interesting characters that are going to be on the panels because they're part of the TV show Going Public. So then Thursday night, what am I going to do? Of course, I'm having a business dinner. I have got all the guys in town from Aspire Tour. I have a lot of different friends in town, a lot of speakers that are there for Friday's event, Aspire Tour. So Thursday night, I will also host a dinner and bring business people together. You see a theme here? Whenever I'm in town, I always want to network with the people in that city while I'm there. And the easiest way is to host a breakfast, lunch, or a dinner. When you just host like a drinks meetup, it's kind of hard for everyone to talk. And so I like to have dinners. And if they want to have cocktails afterwards or they want to go do something afterwards, that's fine. I'm not opposed to that type of networking. It's just a lot different when I can sit down and have one-to-ones, heart-to-hearts. And sometimes I do small dinners, 8 people or less, when I really want to talk with everyone. Sometimes I do 20, 30, 40 people dinners. And what I do is, here's a fun trick. After each course, I make people move. Why do I do that? It's really easy and convenient to just kind of sit there and talk to one person the whole night or bring your significant other, your friend, your business partner, and just kind of latch onto them. It's comfortable, right? It's comfy. Oh, I'm going to sit here and talk to the person I came with. No, I brought together 22 people that are entrepreneurs, music artists, influencers, investors, just nice friends and cool people in town. You should network and meet them. And so what I force them to do is separate from their friend, significant other, business partner, make them sit differently, make them sit a few seats away. And every course, meaning the appetizers and salad, the main course and the dessert, I make people move around at least 2 or 3 times throughout the meal to cause new interactions. And they thank me for it every time. It feels uncomfortable the first time, then they thank me for it every time because it keeps things interesting and creates more memories and creates more relationships. Friday, Miami Convention Center. AspireTour.com is taking over. Our lineup is amazing. We've got Gary Vaynerchuk, Marcus Lemonis, A-Rod. There's just so many massive characters. Jeff Fencer is going to be there to speak from Everbowl. Gosh, who else is coming? We have Pace Morby is going to be there. I think Cody Sanchez is coming. She comes to every other event of ours. Like, we have so many amazing speakers in Miami for Aspire Tour at the convention center. But guess what? If you are listening to this right now, if you have any friends in the South Florida area that want to go to Miami to the convention center on Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., go to aspiretour.com and the free comp code for as many tickets as you want until the convention center breaks. We can fit as many people as you want. Use the free comp code elevator. So aspiretour.com, free comp code elevator. Okay, so we have this awesome event, great lineup. Dave Meltzer speaking, Gary Vee speaking, Kevin O'Leary speaking, this awesome lineup. We always have some people from Shark Tank that speak. We have sports athletes that speak. And then we bring in these, you know, icons, business entrepreneurs to speak as well. So then, Friday night. Well, Friday night, I'm obviously throwing a dinner. As you've seen the theme, every single night I'm throwing a dinner. This dinner I'm throwing with Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer has a very large social media following as a business entrepreneur. He speaks all over the country, sometimes all over the planet, because he speaks in Dubai and things like that. And he likes to host these dinners that are high level. At that dinner, we will have other big business executives and some big influencers to be at the dinner to network with the guests. Well, Friday night also is the beginning of my 100 Million Mastermind group. This is the 5th year anniversary of 100 Million Mastermind. I know this is like a fire hose of information, but I want to just walk you through real life, what I'm doing, how I'm doing, why I'm thinking about it. So you might be able to pick and choose for your life when you want to throw an event or multiple events or just have dinners in different cities. So it's Friday night, 100 million masterminds getting started. Dave Meltzer happens to be throwing a dinner. So we were like, why don't we just join forces together? So we rented out a restaurant, fancy steakhouse. And my members at 100 million mastermind experience, they pay $100,000 for the year to go to 3 weekends per year. And I've been doing that for 5 years since 2019. Well, so for this night, I'm combining forces because Dave Meltzer's obviously been an instructor and speaker at 100 million mastermind. Let's get everyone together. And the Aspire Tour owners, Andrew Cordell, Eddie Wilson, the executives like Nick Ham, boom, let's get them all over there as well. So Aspire Tour executives, 100 million mastermind group, the speakers and instructors for the 100 million mastermind, Dave Meltzer and his friends, bam, all at this one mega dinner. Saturday from morning till afternoon, so 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is all the business speakers that are coming to teach for my 100 million mastermind group. There's some amazing people in town, obviously in Miami. So I'm going to try to have Kim Perrell there. She had a $45 million exit and a $265 million exit. She's an amazing woman. Dr. Gary Brecka is in town. I'm going to try to get Gary Brecka to come over there since he lives in Miami and he happens to be in town. There's some amazing speakers. You'll have to see. I'll be posting the videos all throughout the weekend, especially Saturday for the business speakers. But wait, Saturday night, what am I going to do? That's right. I'm throwing a dinner. This dinner is different. It's at 7:30 p.m. and it's what's called a $100 tipping dinner. This tipping dinner, I'm going to try to overdo it. So I have a gentleman that lives in town named Rudy Maurer, has a large marketing agency. You might see him on social media, always wearing red. He wears like these big red jackets, big red clothes, big red hat, etc. And that's his branding for a personal brand. Rudy is inviting a ton of people. I'm bringing the 100 million mastermind group, and we're inviting whoever's left over from the Aspire Tour because we had a huge event on Friday. Why don't we invite a bunch of them there as well? So we're going to pack the house, pack this restaurant for a $100 tipping dinner. What does that mean? Well, you guys have probably heard me talk about it before. The $100 tipping dinner was started in 2020. And the reason for and the concept was, let's bring people together to chip in $100 each and surprise the waiter or waitress. Let's say there's 14 of us. Let's surprise the waiter or waitress with $700 out of the $1,400. So $700 go to the waitress. And the other $700 we give to the kitchen staff, the busboys, waiters, cooks, etc. Let them split that up. That way the waitress gets something good because she was the one that was serving us, but we don't give all $1,400 to her. Now, for example, during the Limitless Arena event in Salt Lake City, we raised $26,400 because we had over 200 people show up with $100 each, and some of our friends put in $1,000, $2,000 each to get to $26,400. And we split it up amongst two food truck owners to really help them out because they were struggling, and we surprised them. So $100 tipping dinner is happening Saturday night, 7:30 in Miami. I'm very excited about that. And I always implore you to throw your own tipping dinners in your own town. If you can only afford $20 each, no problem. If you can put in $200, $500 each, fantastic. But the concept is called $100 tipping dinner. Whoever can afford it, chip that in, surprise the waiter or waitress with 50% of it, surprise the rest of the staff with the other 50%. But wait, I said the dinner's at 7:30 p.m. because at 9:30 p.m., we're throwing a charity event. So we're helping out a really nice event at the SLS Hotel. They've been doing this charity event for years and years and years. And so we are coming to support, and we're bringing all of our 100 million mastermind members to the SLS Hotel Saturday night at 9:30 for their charity event that they're hosting. Sunday morning, we have what's called a breakout session. Our mastermind members get together for a couple hours and talk through a lot of things that's going on in their world, in their business, etc. And then Eric Spofford has allowed us to take over his yacht because he's throwing his own event at his house. Oh, I forgot. On Saturday daytime, I'm speaking at Eric Spofford's mastermind also. So Thursday morning, I'm speaking at someone else's mastermind. Saturday daytime, I'm speaking at Eric Spofford's mastermind. He has his boot camp type mastermind there. It's a high level mastermind. I think it's a few thousand dollars for the day. And he brings in all these interesting people and speakers. He's got like a famous UFC fighter. It was Andre Orlovsky. He's got some cool people that's speaking at his house. And so I'm going to stop by there and speak on Saturday. Even though I'm throwing my own event, I'm going to drive over to speak over there for Eric Spofford. In turn, he's allowed us to use his yacht called the Bonus Round. His yacht in Miami, we're going to now bring the 100 million mastermind members. Now, obviously the yacht, we're not trying to pack it. And so that is not for guests. That is only for the 100 million mastermind members and the instructors. Sunday night, of course, I'm throwing a dinner. And then, so I just walk you through Monday through Sunday of all this whirlwind of events that I'm throwing and speaking at, etc. My videographer, there's four main videographers in our crew. Trevor's sitting right there, Trevor Adler. You should check him out on social media because his animal-related content and visual artwork that he does is fantastic. How do you say your... Adler Studios. Adler Studios. A-D-L-E-R Studios. Adler Studios. Some of his videos have been getting millions of views of birds, animals, and everything between, but especially the world, the universe, the space. Like, it's just, it's very visual. It's really stunning. So Roger Rojas, our videographer that travels with me, is at Content CEO. He's throwing the Content CEO Workshop Part 2. He already sold out his first one a few weeks ago. So that was in Los Angeles. So Monday, so Roger timed it where we had our whirlwind of 7 days. We're flying around the country from LA to Atlanta to Miami, etc. He timed it for the day after the 100 Million Mastermind. He's like, hey, can I throw my workshop? Of course you can. You can do whatever you want. I happen to be there. I would love to help you. But he's been doing most of the organization by himself with Shannon. Shannon is my best friend since I was 15 years old. Shannon runs all my live events and all the behind the scenes craziness to organize everything I just said. Shannon is the one that's actually executing a lot of that, along with a company called Wife of the Party. Wife of the Party is founded by Lori and her daughter, Natalia. They run all my big production events, birthday parties, masterminds. They execute all the big charity events, etc. And a lot of the events that you see, the Limitless Arena, that huge event, the gender reveal we just did to find out we have a baby girl, all those things, Wife of the Party is the one that executed that. So Shannon is helping Roger. Roger's the videographer, Content CEO. He's hosting a workshop. It's $1,000 a person. He sold out the last one. He's going to sell out this one. He has some amazing people that are coming. He has a basketball player coming. He has a huge business speaker coming. He has a lady that has like $600 or $700 million in real estate coming. And we're going to, Valeria Orsini is coming. She's got millions of followers. So he's got influencer, NBA player, business mogul, real estate mogul. Oh, Eric Spofford is going to come over there as well. Like, he's got a serious lineup. Like, he could sell, you know, a very big venue. He's keeping these to small group formats, one-day versions called Content CEO Workshop. So I'm really excited. He's doing part two in Miami on Monday. But wait, that ends at 6 p.m. So I'm throwing a dinner Monday night at Swan. So now you guys know where to find me. I will be all over Miami. If you guys are listening to this podcast and you're out there, I will be out there. I have security with me, so don't just show up. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. There will be security with me. But that night, Swan is like the hot spot in Miami. And so Monday nights, J-Rock, Purple, Mr. Miami, that whole squad, they put on the number one dinner of the week is at Swan in Miami. So we will be there, and I will be organizing together a bunch of great friends in that amazing experience to top it all off. Tuesday, fly back to Los Angeles and get back to work. Now, in the midst of all this, before I wrap this up, in the midst of all this, I just announced a few days ago that I joined as chairman of a beverage group. This beverage group already did $18 million in sales last year. Really quickly after signing that deal, step in as chairman and help scale that business, we did a partnership with a large beverage brand that's already in 29,000 stores and works with over 90 distributors to help expand and scale this beverage brand. And so in the midst of all this, this exact week, I'm dealing with beverage partnerships, distributors, new marketing deals, hiring people, hiring team. Like, I'm in full scale mode because I just stepped in as chairman. I'm not the CEO. There's an active CEO that's been there for years. This business has been around for 9 years. And you'll soon be hearing, I'll be posting a lot. You'll see it everywhere. You'll see it on this podcast. You'll see it everywhere. I'll be integrating into my life. They have a great brand that's in most health food stores. And we're going to now expand it all over. So in the midst of all this chaos, when I'm on those plane rides, I'm doing a couple key things. One is what I call hand-to-hand combat. I am hand texting, one-to-one, inviting a lot of people to these events. Hey, will you come by Monday night to the TV show viewing party? I send them the flyer, the address, the website, the time. And I've been sending this to influencers, business friends, everyone I told you about for Monday night. Same time, I have to do that for Thursday night. And in between there, I'm texting and interacting with a bunch of people about the beverage group that I just stepped in as chairman for. So I'm dealing with investment bankers, investors, partners, distributors, in the midst of throwing all these events across the country. Why do I say all these things? I want you to pick and choose or think about for yourself what mattered to you. You're like, oh, I'm juggling a lot of things. I like the way he talked about this. Oh, I'd like to throw a dinner when I go to cities. Maybe I should start doing that when I travel. Oh, that's cool that he's doing this, this, and this and helping the videographer. How can I help my videographer or my staff or my teammate? I want you to pick and choose what might matter to you in your life, in your world, or to someone close to you to talk them through it. If there's bits and pieces that you hear in this podcast episode, share it with your friends. Talk with your significant other or your boss or your partner or your staff, etc. There might be bits and pieces that fit into your world or to someone that you know. What's important in the whole concept of the Money Mondays is that we want to have blunt discussions about money. You guys have heard me say it in the past. You're going to hear me say it now, and I'm always going to say it in the future. We grew up thinking it's rude to talk about money, and I think it's rude to not talk about it. We have to have these discussions. We've got to talk about bills. We've got to talk about finances. We've got to talk about charity. We've got to talk about loans, accounts, credit. These are real life things. There's nothing rude about talking about real life. Because if you don't talk about it, your kids won't understand why their credit's ruined. If you don't talk about it, your friends won't ask for a raise at the company they're working for it. If we don't talk about it, and your buddy wants to loan money or borrow money, and they have problems because they didn't sign an agreement or have a discussion, we have to talk about it. We've got to be able to talk about real life stuff. People do loan money to each other. People do mess up their credit. People do get stuck at jobs and don't ask for raises because they're afraid to talk about money. And this podcast is designed for you not to be afraid. So come check us out on themoneymondays.com. As you guys know, we also, it's $200 a month. All the money gets donated here to the Wild Jungle. It's $200 a month. And every Monday at 4 p.m. PST, I do a live Zoom call for 1 hour. And I'm teaching and talking just like I did today. I'm walking you through real life things. And then I'm doing a 20-minute Q&A with the people there that are part of the Money Mondays. And the members there, it's really fun because I bring them up. And they can either do questions in the chat or I actually like to bring them up on video to talk through their real life questions. Because I'm talking about the real life situations. The podcast you heard today, which I haven't normally done the last year and change we've been live as a podcast, I need to explain very bluntly real life things that are going on in my world so you can pick and choose for your world what might be able to help you. So visit us at themoneymondays.com. Like, comment, subscribe, do all those things. If you guys notice, we're still ad free. If we ever do take an ad, it would be more like a sponsorship deal or integrated deal. You're not going to hear me sit here and like read about a commercial for 2 minutes. It's just not what I'm here for. I don't need that part of it. And I just don't want to do that to you guys. I want you to have a nice free flowing conversation. If I ever do brand deals, it'll be deals with companies I'm part of or have equity in, like you hear me mentioning throughout these things, which I don't take payment for, obviously. If we ever do take cash in for this podcast, I'm going to be very blunt with you guys. I'll talk you through the deal. I will not sign a non-confidentiality agreement because I want to talk to you about it. I want to explain the podcast world because there's, I think it's 6 million podcasts now and growing. And so people are starting podcasts left and right. Most of them aren't following through though. So out of the 6 million, I've heard the numbers crazy. It's only a couple hundred thousand that have ever done more than 5 episodes and even a smaller amount more than 10 episodes. And so I want to talk through how can you make money with a podcast? It's not just selling ads and CPM rates. There are ways to do cross-marketing, sponsorships, and different types of deals, which I will actually talk about on a future episode. But for now, check us out on themoneymondays.com if you want to be on those Zoom calls with us. And that way the extra money goes to the Wild Jungle. That's the ranch we're sitting on here now. We have 209 animals. If you want to pitch in $200 a month to those animals here and go on these Zoom calls with us every Monday at 4 o'clock, go to themoneymondays.com. Otherwise, like, comment, subscribe. Talk to your friends, family, and followers about money, and we'll see you guys next Monday after the whirlwind.